1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. You go ahead and introduce him, Tim.
Oh, back-to-back semifinal appearances in the Horizon League tournament, and hopefully further this year, the head coach of the UW-Milwaukee Panthers. Bart Lundy joins the program after last night's impressive victory on the road over third-seeded Green Bay, 95-84.
Nice job, Coach.
Good morning. Thank you. Good intro, Tim. Made me feel good about myself this morning.
You should feel good about yourself. You're one of four teams left standing in the Horizon League tournament. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're ready to roll back down to Indy and try to do a little better than we did last year. So two games from the NCAA tournament.
Do you feel like now the real work begins, or is it like, okay, we just need to stay the course and keep doing what we're doing? This system works. We're proving it all the time.
Yeah, I think you make little tweaks right now. And, you know, it comes down tournament play. It always comes down to matchups. And, you know, Northern Kentucky, we've got, and they're really well coached. And they play this zone that's tough to play against. So we've got our work cut out for us to get ready in a couple of days. But, you just get your guys mentally ready. I think that right now it's hearts and minds, and try to keep them fresh and, let them absorb as much of the game plan and without just giving them too much. But really, we got to worry about our bodies now and the travel and all that goes into being ready for those 40 minutes and doing the best you can in those 40 minutes.
How much does this tournament scheduling help you out, Coach? Because you guys were the sixth seed. You play on Tuesday night at home, quick turnaround. You go up to Green Bay. You win last night. But now you get off the whole weekend and go to Indianapolis. You know, other tournaments, they're structured. It's four games and four nights, whatever it may be. But, you know, what's this weekend like for you guys to get ready for Northern Kentucky? And, by the way, just a little shout out, ESPN2, national television for you guys, 8:30 on Monday night.
Yeah, get a late game.
Yeah. It's actually, maybe it is 8. I thought it was 9:30. It was like, I'm going to have to take two naps that day.
I think it's 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Milwaukee time.
Kentucky is central time zone,
I believe. I need you around. I'm not smart enough to figure all that out.
We'll help you out, Coach. You got a lot of other things to worry about. Don't get caught watching the paint dry.
I know. Run the picket fence. It was good. You know what was really good is that we played on Tuesday, and then regardless of playing Green Bay or not playing Green Bay, it's close. So we didn't have to fly to, you know, Youngstown, Ohio, or wherever. So, you know, guys were able to get back and sleep in their own beds last night, and then today we'll do a recovery lift and start to hit the scout, but not push their bodies much. And then tomorrow, rev them back up. So, the way the tournament format is executed is pretty good. You know, when you get down there now, playing that late game and then having to play, if we win on Monday, we play turnaround, play Tuesday in the championship. That's a little more challenging, but at least you're in one location at that point.
Explain the recovery list.
Well, I tell the strength coach to give him a recovery lift, and then he does it. That's lift.
That's, okay. Explain
it. Recovery lift.
Brian does love his lists.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. I thought he said list, but it's a lift. What?
Yeah, it's got to be light then, right?
Yeah. It's mostly light, and we'll push them a little bit. We'll activate everything. You know, their all the muscles. Try to do some things to flush the soreness out, and just to keep them to where they're not taking a whole day off where they don't do anything and lay around, and we'll feed them a couple of good meals and make sure they're hydrated and fueled, and you know, we get their bodies right.
So you're going
right to now it really is being healthy.
So you're going to keep track of their whole day, their diet, their workout, their rest, all of that on the off day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then And then tomorrow back in the gym for, I would imagine, a fairly light walkthrough, correct? That's how I do it anyway, Bart.
No.
If I was a if I was coaching at this level. Yeah. That's
he says, oh no.
Yeah. Oh no.
Okay.
Oh no. Tomorrow we rev up. Tomorrow we rev up. But maybe I'll take your advice. I don't know. Think about it.
You know, I did win a couple of eighth grade girls volleyball championships in the last few years.
As a coach.
Yeah, I was a coach, right. Yeah. But I probably had more.
Monitor hydration or anything in those days?
Right. Me?
Yeah.
I made sure that they had, are you thirsty? I'd say stuff like that to them.
Do you have recovery lifts?
Yeah. All right. Leave me alone, man.
No.
Are you thirsty? I should. When we get in the film room today, I'm just like, you guys thirsty?
Local DJ helps well-respected NCAA coach. Two championship. That's going to be the headline.
We should call Todd Rozier again and do an article about this.
All right, so
groundbreaking.
All right, so you're back in the gym tomorrow, and it's back to business as usual. Then it sounds like.
Yeah. You know, I'm big on routines, so we want to get them back into the routine of you know, what we do daily, and then the scouting. You know, we have a little rhythm of how we do our scouts. So we've got a good bit of time here to really have them absorb. I can't even remember when we played Northern Kentucky last, but you know, we'll need to get them, you know, back in line with here's their personnel, here's what they do, here's how we're going to attack it. So today mostly it'll be our staff getting together and, you know, really breaking down, you know, how do we give our guys the best chance to win this game, and then be ready tomorrow to give that to them.
So I always laugh at coaches finding different ways to get motivation. You know, when it's like Nick Saban or Kirby Smart talking about, you know, everyone doubted us. I'm like, no, coach, no one doubted you. You guys were the best team in the country. But for you, coach, I thought this was interesting because BJ Freeman, your best player, has been just on an absolute tear. He had 32 points last night. And when the team put out the tweet congratulating him for making second team all conference, you just responded first team. And I'm just curious if that was a little driving force behind BJ, who, like I said, he had 30 in the, you know, first round game against Detroit, 32 in you know, in the last night. And Chris Zills, your SID, just let me know, I believe 9 straight games of 20 or more points. So what type of run is BJ Freeman on right now?
Yeah, for our program, it's an amazingly historic run, and you know, part of that was motivation, but part of it, I just believe that he's a first team player, and you know, a lot of those all league, especially in the conference, when you get conference awards, it's a popularity contest, and you know, that sometimes that can get under your skin a little bit. Okay, he's not. You know, he's not the most popular kid in the class, so he doesn't get the award. But the numbers don't lie, and BJ deserved it. But, yeah, there's definitely motivation. I mean, you know, the Green Bay kid, Reynolds, got first team, and, you know, they had a bunch of other awards given out to them. So, yeah, it's, you know, we roll up there and say, hey, let's see if you earned those awards or you know, or you can we can test your chin on those a little bit.
Well, I always wonder how you, at this point in the season, I know there's very little time to relax, but you have to relax at some point, or is the mentality, I'll sleep when I'm dead? This isn't that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have time to get out of the accelerator right now, right?
Yeah, no, that's a big part of tournament play. Like you know, as a staff, we got to keep our foot on the gas. Because, you know, human nature is you want to pull off the gas. That was a big win for our team last night. You know, they're feeling good, and you know, they're getting a lot of compliments, and you know, they're rolling back into Milwaukee, and everybody wants to talk to them. But you know, compliments kill, and you know, you don't want to you don't want to go back in there because it takes one game and you're done. You know, so you got to keep your foot on the gas. You got to keep those somehow keep those guys on the edge, and whether that's motivation or, you know, however we got to do it. On Monday before we played Tuesday, we rolled into practice and those guys were absolutely not motivated, and we weren't very good, and we had a knockdown blow up with me and them, and but if we didn't do that, we probably don't win on Tuesday. We'd probably get knocked out, you know, before we even get to Green Bay.
Compliments kill, so criticism must really be a character builder.
That sounds worse than it is. But, you know, you tell a guy, man, you're really shooting the ball great. He's going to miss his next base.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone wants to know, is the last time Coach was in, he was in studio with you guys.
Correct.
He alerted me of something that I had never heard of, and I just want to know if it's still going. The coffee naps. Are you still doing your coffee naps?
I am. The coffee naps are rolling hard. I think with that 9:30 Eastern start, it's going to be two coffee naps in a day. So.
whatever helps you be at your best or the team at their best, I guess I'm all for at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give BJ a coffee nap and he'll get 60 points.
If it works, if it helps. What do you, how are you, it sounds like you're in your car. What'd you have for breakfast this morning, Coach? Because, you know, it's the most important meal of the day right there, the breakfast.
Yeah, we you know, my wife and 10-year-old, he didn't have school. So we actually stayed in Green Bay last night. And so we are rolling back this morning. We got a conference call with the league right after this with you guys. And then we've got a parent-teacher conference that my 10-year-old's going to lead. So I'm trying to make sure that I have him motivated and juiced up. You know, it's a never-ending job on this motivation.
Well, plenty of criticism, man.
Yeah. No compliments for that guy.
Hey, tough love, Coach. Tough love.
Tough love. Yeah.
Tear into him good.
Matt. Yeah, 99 in math. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you, kid?
Yeah, what's wrong? Exactly.
Why not 100? Well, Northern Kentucky, Monday night on ESPN2, the late game, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. And last time you played them, February 17th, just to recharge your memory, you won on a buzzer beater. So all you have to do is just do that again.
Well,
yeah,
easy enough.
Right. I do remember that game. That was a good one. That was a good one. So we've got one of our players is named Angelo Stewart. He made the buzzer beater. So I walk in the next game, and our chancellor, who's really a great guy and really cool, and he goes, he had one of our regents with him, and introduced me to him, and he said, "Yeah, we came. We're trying to get. We call Angelo Jello." So he goes, "Yeah, we're hoping to get another Jello shot tonight." It's pretty good. I like that.
That's not bad.
We can have another Jello shot on Monday. We'll be in good shape.
Or let me just throw this out there. What do you say we just cruise to an easy win, you know, and set ourselves up for nice Tuesday too. Night?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would.
Well, we didn't play very well last year against Cleveland State in the semifinals. So our guys really are locked in to go down there and to have a better performance than we had last year. So I think we're in pretty good shape mentally. And a lot of those guys have been there now. And when you're building a program, that's part of it. You know, there are barriers you have to break through, and hopefully we can break through this semifinal barrier and, you know, get on to the finals and give ourselves a chance to get in that NCAA tournament.
All right, so let's get this straight. You got a parent-teacher conference you're going to have to be tough on the kid at. Then you got to get to practice, and that's going to be full speed tomorrow. And then Monday night, you're in action. So,
yep. That's a couple Jello shots in between. You're good.
That'd be great.
Yep. And a coffee nap.
All right. Coach, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it. Congratulations on your big win in Green Bay last night as well.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. You guys have a good day.
Don't take, you know. Don't soak up too many of those compliments from us.
Makes you weak.
Keep your edge.
Yeah, makes you weak, Coach.
Keep your edge, dirtball.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you, guys.
Bart Lundy, head coach over at UWM. Man, he knows how to get off the phone, doesn't he?